We are holding in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, Sif Zayin. And in Mr. Hashem, we will be finishing Siman Tov Ayin Gimel now and move on to Siman Tov Ayin Dalet, time allowing. Okay, so the Mechaber tells us as follows. We're going through the once again the Seder night, and he says, Moizin Loi Miyad Koisheni. What does it mean, Moizin Loi Miyad Koisheni? So if you take a quick look in Sif Kadin Samach Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, So the Mishnah Berurah says, on page 168, that is, in Sif Kadin Samach Zayin, Miyad Ratzalayma, Shalayamtin b'mezigas akois, ad shiyagia, don't wait to the mezigas akois, up until when you come, le'lefichach, to le'fichach anachnu chayavim, she'oz tzarech lechois akois biyode, that's when you have to hold the cup of wine in your hand, ele miyan shemeisa ha'ka'ara, me'alashuchon moizig. As soon as you remove the Seder plate from the table, that's when you pour. That's when you're moizgin. That's when you pour the cup of wine. Kais sheni, the second cup, sifkan samaches, v'einot tzarech shtif of hadacha. You are not required to do shtif of hadacha. What is shtif of hadacha? Shtif of hadacha is to rinse out this becher. To rinse it out. You don't have to rinse it out on the inside or the outside. Now it's interesting why he says shekavar shatfai the kiddush. You already wash it out for kiddush. There's a halacha before you use your becher, make sure it's clean and rinsed out. Now, what I'm saying is interesting here because this kais sheni, although you washed it for kais rishon, it is there's wine all over it. I mean, it's not that clean right now. So, but still, nonetheless, you don't have to wash it. Then you can sit over here if you like. Whatever makes you comfortable.
I'm not really sure what the Havamin is, why.
The Mechaber continues, Mechaber means on the top part of the page, he tells us, the Moizin loy kois, Moizin loy miyad kois sheinu, kidei sheyishlu hatinai kois. Why are we pouring the second cup of wine now? So that the children will say to the father, what are we doing here? What's going on? Why are we drinking a second cup of wine before we washed even? What happens if the child is not able to ask the question? So the father says to the son, this is interesting. We're taking a second cup of wine before we even washed. Let the father ask the question to the son. What's going on here? Why are we doing this? Sifkon Samach Tes, let's see 69 in the Mishnah Berurah. Kidei sheyishulu, that the children should ask the question, what's going on? Ratzolaymar, validei ze yisayirer lishol yesa she'elos usmiyos sheroyev alaylahu. The Seder night is an educational classroom without being in a classroom experience. We want the child to be aroused, to be asking more questions. That's what we're doing here. So, we'll pour the second cup of wine, so we'll ask, what's going on? I just want to share with you something here, number 77, which, if I can find it quickly, goes to page 35. Now, also, it's an interesting point that they bring down from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that nowadays, it's not the custom for us to lean. Baruch Hashem, we're all free people. We can come and go when we want. But we don't lean. The only time we lean is when we fall asleep because we're tired. And we start leaning. Right? You know, it reminds me of the joke where the person comes over to the Rav. He says to him, Rav, do you remember me? 20 years ago, I was a member of your shul. So he's looking at him, says, I'm sorry, I can't remember you. Do me a favor, close your eyes. So we look at him like during the drasha, you know, he closes his eyes, he falls asleep. Oh, you remember him. So, it's something to explain the joke sometimes. Anyway, so he says, nowadays we don't lean, so, well, it's not to be offensive, that joke. So we don't lean, so we have to explain to the children, what's the question to ask? Why are we doing something? In other words, why is this night different that we're leaning? Well, you never lean. So we have to explain to them that normally they used to lean, Now, we are leaning because we're like free men. So explain to them what we should be doing all the time in regards to the leaning. Okay, you can see that more at length in number 77. Then the Mechaber says, Ein loy ben, what happens if you don't have a son there at the table? Ishtoy she'altoy. The wife asks the question of what's going on. Gimilav, hu shoyel es atzmoy. This is the time when you say, talk to yourself, and you won't be like a meshugana. It's permitted, it's encouraged. Va'afilo tamidei chachamim shoyelim ze leze manishtana. Even tamidei chachamim. I think you asked this yesterday, right?
That was my question.
Right? Even tamidei chachamim, even those who know what's going on, they still ask. The Seder night is a lesson to how to learn Torah. We asked questions back and forth. When the Isha, the wife, or the Ben, the son of the wife, asked the question, then Ein Tzarech Loimer Manishtano, the Baal HaBayis doesn't have to go back to say Manishtano. We just start from Avadim Hayinu to give the answer. When we begin to answer the question that we were slaves to Paro Mitzrayim, that's why this night is different than any other night. Put back the Ka'oro, the Seder plate, where it's containing the matzos. The Kari Kol Haggadah, and read the whole entire Haggadah. Let's see the Mishnah Brura on the bottom part of the page in Sif Katan Ayin. That's number 70. Uchsha ben Oyisha Shoyelis. When the son or the wife asked the question, Vuadinim Tamid Chacham Echot Shoyle Chaveroi. So too, the same Allah would apply if one Tamid Chacham would ask another Tamid Chacham, what's going on? Why are we taking away the Seder plate? Why are we putting back? What's going on here? Hanishul Ein Tzarech Loimer Manishtana. The one who's asking does not have to respond with the Manishtana. Now, basically, they're different minhagim. Different minhagim. Avram Gedalia. You want to share maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, the initial, the one who's asking, in some places, the person, the Baal HaBayis, the leader of the Seder, he says everything. In some places, everyone says everything. And in some places, once the little children say the Manishtana, they move on. Here he's saying, you the Baal HaBayis, don't have to repeat the Manishtana. But once again, different Hagim, that I know by my house, the way I grew up, that first the youngest would start saying the Manishtana, like we go around the table. And then the Baal HaBayis, we all say together after the little ones are all finished. So different minhagim. Here he's saying, you don't have to do that though. V'kari kol ha'agadah, then you read the whole ha'agadah, meaning the sipur yitzis in Mitzrayim, the story of the exodus of how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Ayin alef v'ein loymar v'hatseba, you should not say the ha'agadah while you're leaning, rak be'ema v'yira. This is extremely important. It should be said with awe, with the fear, with trepidation. The Seder night is not a time of jokes. Doesn't mean you can't be happy. You should be happy. It's a yontif. The Seder night is a very important time. The heavens, Shemayim, the gates of heavens are open for tefillah. And we have to make sure the Shlach Kodesh he brings down over here, that we have to say with proper reverence. The Haggadah has to be said with proper reverence. That doesn't mean the little kids can't do their antics. That's what kids do. Children do. But we as the adults have to show them the proper way of conducting the Seder. Now, kishayomar v'nemar is a v'nemar of a noimar. So, kishayomar v'nemar of a noimar lefonav shiro tzorech loimar v'nemar b'nikud segel. You should say v'nemar shuloshon ovar dekoy al geulas Mitzrayim. So, do you say v'nemar of a noimar? So, the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion we say v'nemar. Why? Because v'nemar is referring to ovar, past. Past means v'nemar lefan of shira chadasha. We're referring to the geula, the redemption Hashem took us out from Mitzrayim, as opposed to v'noimar lefan of refers to the geula ha'asida, the upcoming redemption which we're all yearning for.
Of course,
yes. Sivkot and Ayin Beis. First, let's continue with the Mechaber. Ukshiagia, Mechaber says on the top of the page, L'matzazu. When we come to the part of the Haggadah, the Matzazu, so we come to Matzazu, Tzorech lagbia laharoisol m'subin. Pick up the matzah and show it to everyone at the table. I should have brought matzah in to like demonstrate. Shetechovev ha-mitzvah leim. Why do we do this? Says the Mechaber. So the mitzvah should be desirable, and you want to do the mitzvah. You sure, buddy? This is the matzah zoo. The yesh like be a matzah aprusa shehi kalechamayni. You should pick up the broken piece that we broke by yachatz. Specifically, the yachatz one, and show everybody that's the lechamayni, the poor man's bread. V'chein kishiyagil l'morazeh. So too, when we come to the morazeh, pick up the mor to show everyone this is what we were talking about, and when we're coming to fulfill this mitzvah. Sifkon ayin beis in the Mishnah Brura, v'chein kishiyagil l'morazeh, ava kishiyagil l'pesach. Shayu ava sinu, when we come to the words l'pesach, now that refers to what? The Karan Pesach. We don't want to point at it, we don't want to pick it up, we don't want to do that. Lo yoichaz biyodai habasa shuzeich l'pesach. Do not hold in your hand the meat, that basa, which is a remembrance of the Karan Pesach. Why not? The havikim agbiya kachim b'chutz, because it's like picking up kachim, the sacrificial type of offering, outside of the property of the places, the boundaries where it's allowed to be taken. B'nered mizeh shehekdish l'pesach. It looks like you're sanctifying it for Pesach, which we're not allowed to do. So, by the matzah and the mar, we point to it, and we pick it up, but not by the Pesach. Kosev HaMordechai, the Mordechai is one of the Rishonim. So Talmud from the Maharam Mirinburg was actually unfortunately killed al Kiddush Hashem. The Tzorech Loimar v'noichal Sham min Azvachim u'min Apsachim. We should say v'noichal Sham. If you take a look in the Haggadah, you'll see the different Gersois over there that we eat from the Zvachim, which refers to the Karbonos, and then the Apsachim Daha Oichlin Tchila min Achagiga. First, we eat from the Karban Chagiga, which was the offering of the Yontif, the Hainu Azemach, Avala Pesach, Nechol, Ala Seva. The Karan Pesach is like the Afikoyman Eden while after we are satiated already. Then the Mechaber tells us back on top, Uchshiagi l'lefichach, when we get to l'lefichach, in other words, l'lefichach, ha'anachnu chayavim l'hoidis l'halel, we have to, it's obligated, incumbent upon us to praise Hashem, magbiya kol echad koysa biyodoi, we all pick up our kois, our cup, in our hand, ad shechoisim goal Yisrael, until we finish goal Yisrael, the bracha of goal Yisrael at the end of the Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Ein Gimel at 73. Uchshi agil lefichach magbia. We pick up the cup. Ushloah kosa the shloah kolos writes the gam kishu yomer hapiska v'hisha amda la v'sinu v'lanu. Also, when you say the paragraph v'hisha amda, right? Okay. Ad HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilim yodem, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from their hands, meaning the hands of the enemies of the Jews, Yoichas HaKadosh Biyodem, we should also pick up the cup in our hand. V'oz yeh HaPas Mechusa Kishoichis HaKadosh Biyodem. Then the matzah should be covered up when we are holding the cup of wine in our hand. Then we continue to the Ramah. Okay. We all know that we take out a drop of wine when we say the makos, when we say the tzach hadash b'achav. Should we use a finger? Should we not use a finger? Which finger should we use? Should we use the pointer finger, the etzba? Should we use the pinky finger, the zeres? Should we use the ring finger, the kmitza? This is the discussion that we're getting to right now. So the truth is, the Ramah says to use the etzba. Which finger is the etzba? This is the etzba, the pointer finger. The names of the fingers, if you want to look them up, what they're called, take a look in Ksubis on Hamad Beis and at the top of the Amud, you'll see gives all the names of the fingers, of the five fingers. So he says in Sifkot Ayin Dalet, in the Mishnah Brura, that's 74, Noyagin Lizrak Be'etzba. The minig is to take out with the finger. Al shem etzba lakimhi. This refers to the etzba lakim, the finger of Hashem. Hashem is the one who's doing all this. So we take, put the finger, point the finger into the cup of wine, and take out dam ve'esh or dam svardeya kinim. The loy kimoy shekasa b'hagas hagos minhagim lizroik bezeres katan. The hagos minhagim say to use the pinky. So the Mishnah Brura brings down from the Ramah, he says that's not the way to do it. Then in Sif Kodin Pei Aleph on the Sharet Siyam, which we're not going to see the whole piece together, he brings the second to last line, Achakach Metzosi Shiyesh Oymrim Shalachat Chilo Nochin Lenhoig Kein Aladei Sheficha Min Akoyis Loi Be'etzba. There are those who, let's say they might be uncomfortable to stick their finger in it, or either they don't want to touch it, so they pour out a little. They don't put any finger, not the pinky, not any finger. They pour out. I've seen some people, maybe they use a spoon even. Okay. There's more to talk about this. If you want to take a look later on, and the Be'er Heitev, Sif Katan Chaf Vav, he discusses this also more at length. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin, Sifkon Ayin Hey, Tes Zayin Pa'amim, that the total all of Makos come out to the times we take out the wine comes out to 15 times, 16 times. Keneged Oisiois, the Yurvav Oisis, Mishmoish Al Kashbaruch, Shehika Esparo, corresponding to the 16 names of Hashem that Hashem hit Paro. Yes.
13, I count. Where are the other three? One for each plague and three for each of the words in the acronyms. 13.
Dam Ve'esh V'Simas Oshin.
Right before the...
Right. Look in the Ramah. He brings Dam Ve'esh V'Simas Oshin and then the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav. Okay. Rav Chaim Kinyetsky Shlita brings that after we take out the wine, we should fill up the kais. It's a very, very little amount that we took out, but we should still fill up the kais. I also brought down in other Sfarim that one should remove that wine that they took out. I also brought down that it could be a ruach ra, shayra ale on it, whatever exactly this evil spirit means, that's beyond me right now. Okay, sifkan ein vav. Let's finish up over here. But yeah, pas megula, the wine should be the matzah should be uncovered. Lachay nikra hamatzah lechem oini sheoinin alav dvarim. That's why we call the matzah lechem oini, referring to that we say a lot of things on it. We talk about all the nisim, the miracles, and the wonders Hashem performed for us. Oini means oinim alav. We talk a lot about it. Shoiches akois, we hold the cup in our hand. When we say lefichach anachnu chayavim, kidei loy ma'ashira alayayin, or to say a song, the praise of Hashem, with the kais, with the wine. Sifkoy na'ayin ches, v'oz yichas ha'pas. Then afterwards, k'shoyche is ha'kais b'yodai, v'oz yichas ha'pas, then you cover up the matzah, shelo yira boshtoy kidei iso simen reish ayin aleph, because then we will make the bracha on the wine, so we don't want to, the matzah should not be embarrassed. Of course, it's Erev Shabbos, and take the lesson, if by the inanimate object we don't want to embarrass it, we'll take the lesson to everyday life. Al chaskama kamash morso, we don't want to embarrass our dear friends, especially during the entering into the 3 weeks. Have a wonderful Shabbos.